Hello, everyone. My name is Austin Farnham. I'm a civil engineering major, and I worked with my classmate Amanda Stevenson this summer on a research project titled Evaluating the Accuracy of the NRCS Lag Time Equation. We were advised by Dr. Michael Horst of the Civil Engineering Department, and the purpose of the project was to evaluate the lag time equation, which was produced by the National Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS. The equation is used commonly in the field of hydrologic engineering in order to predict how quickly a watershed responds to a rain event. The process that we use for evaluating the equation is described on the left-hand side of the poster, but essentially the NRCS lag time equation was used to predict the lag times for several historical storms, and those times were compared to lag times which were back calculated from historical flow data which was actually collected during those storms. In other words, we made predictions about how real storms should have affected areas and compared those predictions to what actually happened. Figure 1 in the top center section of the poster compares two hydrographs, which are plots of the activity within a watershed. One of the curves was developed based on the lag time that we predicted with the NRCS lag time equation, and the other curve was back calculated from historical data and shows what actually happened after a certain storm. Just so you can get a sense of the effect that inaccurate lag times can have on our understanding of how water flows after it rains. All of the lag times that we came up with, both the predicted ones and the actual times, are shown in Table 1 in the bottom middle section of the poster. The right side of the poster holds the discussion and the analysis of the data. The two sets of data, the predictions and the historically accurate lag times, were plotted in Figure 2, and each point on the plot represents one storm that we analyzed. The predicted lag time for the storm is plotted on the horizontal x-axis, and the actual lag time is plotted on the vertical y-axis. If the predictions were accurate, then each of the points on the plot would theoretically fall directly on top of that orange line, but that isn't what happened. The correlation between the predictions and the actual lag times is almost non-existent, with an R-squared value of 0.03. So we did show that the NRCS equation doesn't yield accurate predictions. We had a second goal, which was to try to develop a new equation which could replace the NRCS equation and yield more accurate results, but we have not currently accomplished this, and having such a weak correlation between the two sets of data doesn't make us hopeful that it's possible to develop an equation that uses a similar method as the NRCS equation and works better to predict lag times. But we'll continue on with the project, and our next step is to perform a statistical analysis of the data in hopes of doing just that. Amanda and I would like to thank Dr. Horst for his mentorship, the MUSE program at TCNJ for allowing us this opportunity, and the USGS and USDA for providing us the data that we needed to perform this study. Thank you for listening.